Yo, 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 yo. Hey, everybody.
Earworm has infected.
I don't even know what's going on yet. It's it's Full Spectrum Cycling.
Oh, shit.
Apparently number 74.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we're at? That's real good.
Indeed.
Just appropriating a little of our brother's culture there before, so I couldn't really get out of the groove.
These stitching's coming out of my club brand pants.
Wait, what? Uh-huh.
And a non.
That's all right. They're
news.
Going consumer direct right now. So
bite me.
January 1st, 2021, Club Ride goes consumer direct. In their defense of people in the industry, they are going to have a pro deal for pretty much everybody that's in the industry, or that's probably not even in the industry, just has an Instagram account with like 6 or 8 people that they're, you know,
and thank
showing
you for,
stuff to.
And thank you for pronouncing it industry, not industry.
Who industries?
And we don't.
I like industrial music.
You don't like industrial music?
I'm not really into industrial music.
I'm not even sure what that is.
No.
It's kind of like ethereal music, but not really.
I've heard a lot of made-up words lately, and I'm not really, really keen on it. I think it's the Utes. They're trying to make the... I think my grandpa made up Ute.
Get off my lawn.
Trying to carve on their own lexicon.
Dang,
I tell you.
Cracky, I don't even know what you're
lexicon
saying.
Lexicon into the Merriam-Webster's.
Small people. Not necessarily small. Garrett needed new shoes. Guess what? Size 10 now. He can't even wear my shoes anymore. 13 years old, or 14, or whatever the hell it is. 14. He's 14.
The shoes will get there.
I'm like, well, you need new shoes, buddy. Those are really looking kind of small
on
your feet.
Speaking of kids, it backfired on me when my daughter asked if she could get her belly button pierced for her 15th birthday, and I said, sure, as long as I get to, too.
So?
Okay.
Oh, Lord, let's see.
Oh, Jesus, I'm not doing that.
Oh, it's not done yet?
Her 15th birthday hasn't come yet.
You got time to talk her out of it, or lock her in her room, or...
Or potentially build up the courage to do it myself.
Well, you got other holes in your body.
I do. So it's not really a big deal.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Oh, hell damn no.
I just caught the words you were saying, and I'm like, dude, I mean, I pierced my own ear. Yeah.
Oh, I do that all the time.
But...
Where the hole already was?
No, when I used to, every Friday night, I used to use a safety pin because my mom wouldn't let me have my ears pierced.
I used a post.
So that's probably a good lesson. You don't want her using a safety pin on her belly button.
I will if she's that
or whatever.
Oh,
the hell
God, I'm just wincing. Just
I poked my finger with a piece of derailleur wire, and that was very
those
sharp.
Hurt,
I know.
Man, there's no denying
that's because it goes in like 8 or 10 inches all the way up to your jugular vein or whatever. It's and it's crazy. Like, oh man!
And I got swiped by my bobcat.
The good news,
fuck's sake.
The good news is we have a nice bike shop, and therefore that was at least stainless steel.
They did.
Yeah.
They
did. That said, stainless steel isn't exactly stainless, apparently.
No.
Or stingless.
Some little two-stroke motorbike just went rolling by. Yeah. Coffee stains it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
At least my mirror mug is getting stained. I love my mirror mug.
I love coffee.
I love coffee in my mirror coffee mug.
There you go.
M-I-I-R. Mirror. Or Meyer. I don't know.
I'll throw a shout out.
Another one. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, I'll throw a shout out to my
Russian
buddy.
Russian space station, Mir.
Yeah, Mir.
That was M-I-U-R, though.
No, that's John Mir.
That's the trail.
Yeah.
Probably can't ride
M-I-R.
A bike on the John Mir.
M-I-R is the floating thing.
Just one I, though.
Yeah.
The double I is.
You can only spell Mir with one I.
And
the inside joke singers
fully
are
digressed.
Just flying over shoulders and heads right now.
Well, it's nice and cool out today, at least.
Hell yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful breeze off the lake. Went on a couple test rides today. I took an extra long test ride on that specialized dump jumper over there. Did a little city-ifying on it. Yeah, it's new wheels. It's been converted to a 1x10 and extraterrestrial tires.
Extraterrestrial.
I do love those Surly bars, but what is it with Surly bars that spend, you know, like 8 minutes in the sun that they immediately fade?
Oh, I don't know.
Every pair of Surly bars I own are now a light gray.
That's probably because it's patinaed now.
Yeah.
But boy, those extraterrestrials are nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been more thick slicking lately, but.
They are nice.
Uh-huh.
That's
I they may go on a 650B bike I'm doing, so
And they may be another going on that delightful baby over there.
JK, actually, they will be.
JK's got, I already have them in the cart ready for pushing the button.
Ah, yes. I just have to push my button.
I just have to push the cash.
I have to push the button cash over this way.
JK's going to sport the low side, surly low side. That's a good thing.
Exactly.
Take care of that. That thing will be like, it'll appreciate in value.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make it pretty.
Especially with all the beer spilled on it.
Oh, man. No, that's baptisms.
Beertisms.
Copyright Tony Berger.
Thank you. I'm here all day.
See about people making up words again.
Yeah. And sharing Beertism. The world on it. Yeah. Proprietary rights, mine only. You know who Dave I'm talking Lunds, to.
DaveLunds.com. So we did get our WMSE art pieces.
Yes, art.
Both JK and I. I see Joey Ramone looking at us from the show notes here.
Yeah. He got mounted in the bathroom, so he watches me.
Wait a second. Really?
Yeah. Well, that didn't come out right.
No, I sure didn't. Woohoo! Mounted in bathroom.
You dug him up and...
He got nailed in the bathroom. No, that's not right either.
And moving on.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in person yet. How does it look?
Very cool. Very cool. Very blue. But it is hanging in the bathroom. So
I need to find
watching and judging as
I need to find a structural member somewhere in the shop to hang the Mark Winter piece
because
it's got some heft to it.
Yeah. The board I was dealing with was, you know, normal light.
The good news if it were to fall off the wall, whatever's underneath it's going to break, not it.
No, right, for sure.
Oh yeah,
I'm super happy with that.
I came in over the weekend to do plug-in batteries, and I was like, this is cool. And that's when I later ran to you. I'm like, that's a really hot piece of art.
And it was sitting on top of this table.
That he also made.
Well, not yeah, he made the metal part of it.
Right.
Olaf.
Maybe that should be a picture for the notes.
Drager made the top part of it after the exploding glass incident.
Mm.
Yeah.
Never
so it,
good.
Oh, man, you should have been there for that. It was really loud.
At this point, the bathroom is covered with, now adding to the art, got the Joey...
Aren't you worried about it, like, going bad from all this humidity and such?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. It's always going to be moving around. It's right, not like it's
meant,
there.
It's meant but to yeah. be looked at, not
so then there's Joey.
Curated.
I got Joey. I got Fight Club cast. Got Tom Waits.
Oh, Tom judging. Waits. Yeah, right. A couple
and
of towels.
And then on the other side, Jack Nicholson. Everyone's watching. And right above the bathroom.
While you're pooping?
Yeah.
Nice.
And right, yeah. And right above it is the Von Munz clutch. So.
Nice.
It is a good throne room.
Of that collection, I would really like a Von Munz clutch.
That was tempting. He was in on that auction. And
that it went a little more than I was probably ready after I was already bidding on this one.
But
he's
super
talented.
Oh,
not that all the artists weren't super talented.
Right,
but.
Right. It was a little out of my price range. But then I saw that he was using the glow-in-the-dark paint on the Screaming Jay Hawkins. And what a fuck. I would have really kind of recalibrated my financials to at least throw my hat in the ring.
Well, you know. Luckily the Jeep didn't happen before the auction.
Oh, shit, right? Yeah.
JK's Jeep took a temporary siesta.
Only a day or two. Thank you, Jake. Fix that quick.
Speaking of Jeeps, something coming up here I'm super interested in because part of the... part of the appeal of it is that it can carry a couple of bikes inside, and it's fairly small. As the new small version of the Bronco, they've got two of them coming out.
Yeah.
It's the Escape based one, not the larger Bronco, but it's got a bar right in the back door that holds the forks, and then you put the wheels between the seats and. That seems pretty damn cool to me.
Can you make it a convertible?
Come off? Yeah.
Yeah.
Riptide
style?
I don't think Riptide. On the small one.
Nope, not happening then.
On the big one, yes. And you can take the doors off.
Right.
And they did some really cool stuff, like the mirrors are mounted on the body, two 10-millimeter bolts and an electrical connection, and the doors come off.
Does it come in white? Oh, like 25 years too soon
probably.
For the white Bronco. Come on.
I still
too
like
soon,
it.
25, I don't know.
When is the anniversary?
I don't know. I mean, it's been 25 years because it's been on really, goddamn TV like every freaking
I will
night.
Consider that vehicle when I'm ready to purchase another vehicle, because that's, from a kid standpoint, when we were kids, that was the coolest vehicle.
Well, and it was a cool Hot Wheel. I remember that. Yeah. That, there were some slick-ass paint jobs on the Hot Wheels, at least.
So, right on. Just to finish up the auction thing, WMSE, make sure you guys listen to that, WMSE.org.
Indeed, indeed.
And stream it, especially on Thursdays from noon to 3.
Yeah.
Central Standard Time.
There's a couple of good...
And, oh, yeah, there, yeah, there's something for anybody.
Nearly every archive for years and years ago. They're
yeah, I think it's like 14-ish years, 14, 15, something like that. I mean, here and there. There are some that are, you know,
well, I have some of their, and granted, my music tastes are a little different and weird from a lot of people, but I have some of their, like, techno shows from late night Saturday nights from, like, 1999.
Nice, 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 nice.
2000, yeah. I have them on CD of all things.
Yeah, my old roommate had it was like during a pledge drive from the early 90s. It was just great. It was just great. I mean, he couldn't get shit on his radio, but his, you know, tape deck worked. So anytime driving around, it was just like, oh, just the most killer, like, garagey. It was so much fun.
Yes, yes.
Invoking the
Day of Dawn of the Dead. Been that good that long.
They are getting new turntables and CD players, I believe.
But they just got them.
Or they just got them.
Yeah, someone was, it was either Von Munz. No, it was, someone was just talking about the fact that they got them and it was very exciting. It was probably Von Munz.
It's good to have new gear.
Yes.
I came upstairs and heard my wife talking to someone via some sort of video chat. And I'm like, wait a minute, Molly, are you talking to Sonia? Why, yes, I am.
yep. I know. I'll jump up. Well, in the days when I was on campus and we'd go through the Annulevator, I'd hear.
The Annulevator? Is that?
The Annulevator, yeah. I heard.
Sounds like a movie.
Sounds like you can get in
same
there.
Same building. Just, I heard her voice, and it was like, oh, yeah, you are completely. Okay, that makes sense now.
Right on. We did some riding this past weekend.
Yeah, an odd recon that yielded a result, I believe.
Probably not the result we were hoping for.
No, but, you know, you have to
set your expectations and you realize that it's not going to work there.
Well, exactly. You know, the Steel is Real is going to be virtual this year, or there will be a route and a t-shirt, because I already have the design. But
sign me up.
There will be... no going north, as far as I can tell. Wait, you know, because I think the original idea of the ride was to rekindle some of the old Fat Tire Tour from the olden times, back in the 80s. And the Fat Tire Tour got so big that it really wasn't possible to go to a lot of the seedier, more esoteric bars and or joints in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I thought we could figure something out going north, but once we got into the territory where dad beers cost as much as a good
good
microbrewer, you're like, what?
You were at $3.75, and then next stop it was my turn to buy, and then it turned to $4.50
for like, no, Coors Lights or Pabst. Just say we're like beer water, and it's like, really?
I paid $50. I didn't realize it. I just got a.
So it was.
I got a lakefront for $5.
Spankies and Libby Montanas. You know, I guess North Shore people can afford that stuff. But
yeah,
first of all, they're not seedy enough at all.
No,
especially now that you really can't. You can't do anything in them or go.
You pay $4.50 for a Coors. They better have a sucker stamp waiting for you too, because Jesus,
they should just slap. Have you seen that dude that has the gun that shoots the face mask at the person in it?
No,
I'd like to see if it actually. If he can make it stay on their face, because that would be cool. But you should have a sucker gun that just shoots it right at your forehead.
Yeah. Speaking of suckers, I accidentally was bored one day and pulled up a People of Walmart page.
Oh, God. That's
Oh, my God. During COVID and face masking, let me tell you, there's a lot of weird fucking people out there.
The one wearing a thong as a face mask?
Yeah. Or the one wearing just a single piece of two-ply over his, like, nose and part of his mouth.
People suck.
At least everyone commented that they hoped it was two ply.
So,
cover your dick and balls. Dick and balls. Nose and chin. Nose and chin. Dick and balls. If you see somebody with their nose out, say your dick's hanging out. That'll make them think.
Especially if they're a woman.
Exactly. That's the other 11 point.
I'm wondering how many people are going to come back from Sturgis and spread this.
Oh, wow. Because
that looked like a shit show.
There was one case already, or one bar.
Yeah, one bar.
Epicenter. Had a, well,
you know, they're doing phone tracing from Vegas, too, and, you know, 50,000 people a weekend go to Vegas from all over the country. Shit, right? 800 from Milwaukee alone on one weekend in late July. You know, so I'm not going back there to work anytime soon.
Fuck no.
But, you know, I mean, so being outside is a good thing. And the steel is a real thing, I think. We're going to have to do another recon run now.
Oh, of course.
Which will be back to familiar territory towards the east and the south, I guess.
Right. West.
We can do anything but north, basically.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, just, and it was, I mean, you know.
Unless we want to do like a 70.
Sorry, north, but.
I mean, we could do a 70-mile steel Israel, and then we could get to some CD bars.
What if we, no kidding. What if we
threw
DJ or just drop in the mix and asked him for a couple of places and kind of made like a south/ Stalica roll.
Stalica's got more seediness per
block
cubic inch than Wisconsin.
That's ripe for picking.
Right.
Speaking of which, and it just reminded me, it came across the 12th of September, Goonie Ride.
Okay. Well,
just planning accordingly. And that's a definite southern.
And that works because I think we're thinking the 19th, which is a Saturday of September for the Steel is Real virtual ride. I'm trying to figure out how to still do judging. I'm thinking maybe people can take photos and we can.
Instagrammies.
If I get real ambitious and do like a Survey Monkey survey or something, maybe we can assign numbers and vote. But. Really, that I thought that was one of the best parts of the Steel is Real is you get 80 people with steel bikes, right. And there's different categories, and you...
Well, you said Survey Monkey.
Survey Monkey.
No, I'm getting it now.
No, and there's different categories to judge people on, or their bikes. Exactly. Judge people's bikes, and by proxy, judge them.
Exactly.
But I don't feel comfortable that we're going to be able to make that happen. Notre Dame just shut down again after 8 days being in session.
There's the interest and the what have you, and people end up attempting to congregate a bit, then stagger start.
This is the ride every year that there's certain people I only see this one day a year. You know, the Raleigh guy, I can't remember his name.
The three-speed guy?
Yeah. He's got like 400 rallies. I mean, I love that man.
And what's
the wood bike with some steel?
Yeah.
And the
what's the three speed guy's name? Because he's like he bought every three speed part in the tri-state area.
That's the rally guy, right?
Maybe it's the same guy.
It's the same guy. Frank,
he's on the tweed.
This is why we need to.
He's on the tweed ride or whatever.
Yeah.
So guy. I think my general idea is that we'll have a basic window on the day of that will be. At certain spots, but you can kind of do it all month or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Something like that.
People are riding where they ride, and hey, speaking of rides,
I'm gonna ride all the way to the fridge.
Wait a second.
Hey,
top of the hill. JK's running to the fridge.
I'm running.
So
I have two different beers this week.
Right, you know, Tony can explain what we got just because
I was walking to Sunrise and. Didn't really want to shop at Sunrise because the guy's been, let's just say I didn't want to shop at Sunrise. And I was walking past Black Husky, and what should happen to be outside of Black Husky but pretty good looking dog?
Was it a Black Husky?
It was not.
No.
It was a Shepherd Akita Husky mix with a little bit of bull in, they thought. But so I decided I'll go into Black Husky and I'll get us 2 4 packs. Thank you, JK. And. We'll, in fact, just carry on with with Tim and Tony's beers because they're good people. So we're having a Dogfather and a Vane.
And it's good stuff, Maynard.
Yeah, the, you know.
Oh, by the way, whatever the other Vane that's in there, I would not touch it for a good half hour because it fell on the ground.
Good call. Good call.
Maybe you just got to do a little
thumpy. Yeah, yeah. But there's
Dogfather. It's funny because Dogfather is, oddly enough, 6.8 and 42 IBUs. And...
Well, you know Tim likes his big beer.
And Vane is, are you ready for this? 6.8 and 42 IBUs.
Hey. By cracky, how does he do it?
He's just magic.
Consistency.
You know, you can go over there to Black Husky if you're in the Milwaukee area, and you can get the worst tour of breweries, or a brewery in Milwaukee.
And if you go back in time to this evening, which would be Wednesday, there the Pedro's South American
empanada,
the taco,
if you've not empanada had truck, and a Pedro empanada.
I've seen it out there recently quite a bit.
Well, you know why he moved, right? Or he's moving around?
Because
Big Daddy's Barbecue opened.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew there were. Yeah. Okay.
Which I am also extremely stoked about because he is having Soul Food Sundays.
Oh, a brunchy brunch?
It's a soul food brunch, man. There is virtually nothing that would be better than that.
I'm telling you.
Macaroni and cheese, fried green tomatoes, collard greens, and barbecue.
Who are you?
I'm a freak that loves food.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
I'm more on the hollandaise side of the breakfast aisle.
Branch out once in a while.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mac and cheese for breakfast?
Wow, that guy just almost hit your bikes. Look at that shit, dude. What's he doing?
Mine first.
Why
too.
Do people U-turn on the narrowest street in the city? Why don't you just go around the fucking block? Yeah. Just drive around
That's
the block.
That's too far, man. That's too far.
It's
three
really
lefts, make a right.
Right. Ask UPS. Why do they always turn? It's, you know, yeah, one direction because they don't want to cause accidents.
I turned left.
Zoolander.
Oh. Shit.
What?
So,
welcome to the radio program caller. Who do we have on the line?
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy.
Sexy.
Dude, you're almost like a co-host now.
Yeah, well, I really enjoy calling in and saying what's up to you guys. I'm on the road, and it's just me and Heather, and I talk to her all the time, but she doesn't say much back, and when she does, it's bad news. So.
Like most women.
Stifle, Heather, stifle.
I was really trying to listen to what y'all were talking about before I came on. Something about mac and cheese for breakfast. Yes, that is a fucking perfect breakfast.
Thank you.
Especially with like some breakfast sausage all grilled up and put in there. Yeah.
Damn right.
And to directly quote the Replacements, all I want is to have beer for breakfast.
Let's go to the multiple choice thing again. We can talk about how much better Indiana is than Illinois, or we can talk about what happened to my phone this week. Or we can talk about how awesome I am.
We can talk about...
That's a tough one.
Who wants? You were speaking of phones earlier.
Tell us about your phone.
All right. We already know how awesome I threw up on my phone. I puked on my phone.
That's how awesome you are.
Good call.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was riding along this bike path, and, like, out of nowhere, I was like, bruh, I puked all over my phone, all over Heather, all over everything. I tried to clean it up, but my phone crapped out. It was a bit cracked, you know, the screen is cracked and shit like that, so the moisture got into the system, and it pooped out. So thank God I didn't owe my brother any money. So he sent me $60, and I bought a new phone from the Walmart in Greencastle, Indiana. Wonderful people there. You know, everything is fine. And there's an AT&T store in the parking lot. I got it all. hooked up. I got it all fixed up. I mean, it's good.
Nice segue into how much better Indiana is than Illinois.
And how awesome you are.
And how awesome you are.
I'll see what you're doing here.
In Indiana, cigarettes are $3 cheaper. The beer is a bit cheaper. The people are way nicer. The drivers are more respectful. And there are shoulders on the highway.
There you go.
I got one awesome thing about Indiana. My sister was born there.
Oh, there you go.
In Gary, Indiana? Gary.
In Indianapolis. Ah. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us.
Great song by Belly.
What you got going on in the background there? You listening to music, or is that just a kid screaming at you, or is that a big dick or small dick truck?
I'm in this park, and they got some music typed in.
Oh, right.
Nice.
I mean, it's pretty sweet. I'm in the south town, north of Indianapolis, and it's a pretty sweet park. I got an outlet right here, and everything's fine.
Nice.
So, but it didn't end there. Then I found a nice park to sleep in that night, and I woke up at like what 5 a.m. and I reached for my phone and it wasn't there. I'm like, oh crap, what happened to my phone? So I looked underneath my pillow. I looked underneath the sleeping bag. I tossed my campsite. I'm looking for my phone. And then there it was, floating in the ice water in my cooler.
Dude. Did this all happen, or was this like this horrible fever dream? Because it sounds like something I would have.
Not even 24 hours old.
Oh, I hope it's IP67.
I took it out. I tried to power it on. Nothing. It was just dead. So I took it back to Walmart. I still have the receipt. They exchanged it.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Atta boy.
Am I the unluckiest, lucky son of a bitch in the fucking world or what?
How did it end up in the cooler?
I mean, I swear to God, I thought I was fucked. I was like, oh my God, now I have to buy a new phone and it's going to take me 3 days to come up with that kind of fucking money, blah, blah, blah.
And then you have to go to a payphone.
Hey, 20 bucks is 20 bucks,
right? Oh, wait, I can't go to a goddamn payphone.
Right, and with the COVID-19 coronavirus going around, you think somebody's going to let me use their phone to call
exactly.
And tell them I'm all right?
No.
I mean, dude, I lucked out so huge.
Yeah, for sure, dude, for sure.
All right, where are you headed next, Big Sexy? I was going to call him BS. That just seems kind of where are you headed next?
At the moment, I'm heading to Battle Creek, Michigan, to spend some time with my auntie.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna make a smooth move over to Detroit and South Detroit. I got a girl in South Detroit. That's right. And that's the Journey song, right?
Yeah. Where's Dave Lonzi?
Ears burning twice tonight.
I'm going to spend some time with them, and then it's on to Charleston, West Virginia. It's capital number 25.
Right.
Nice. Wow.
Halfway there.
That's a long ways. Hey, when you're in...
You're not, though, because now there's 51.
When you're in Detroit, any chance you're going to stop by Detroit Bicycles? I understand they're doing really well over there. It's, you know, they make stuff in the U.S. of A., and they also help people get their bikes made overseas, too, which is kind of cool.
You should definitely stop in and see them.
I can make it a point to visit that place if you want to send me a link or something.
I will endeavor to persevere on that.
Forsooth.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got bike shop stickers on the left fender. I have all bike shop stickers.
Oh, nice.
I like to collect them. Even if I don't need anything from the bike shop, I still like stop at the bike shop and say, hey, you got a sticker?
Excellent.
Right.
All right, man. Well, it's good hearing from you. We're going to wrap this sucker up, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Get a hit.
Puking on the phone again.
Hey, did you get a hit? By the way.
No, I'm going to puke away from the phone this time.
Yeah. Now, age comes wisdom.
Good
boom,
call.
Boom, boom.
I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Don't get me wrong. Everything is fine. I don't want to say this too loud, but Heather is riding like a dream. I don't even know what the fuck's going on with her right now, but she's
Don't question it.
No trouble.
Yep. Don't look that gift horse in the mouth,
right?
Bro.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm going to whisper that.
Gotcha.
Later for you.
All right, guys. Take it easy now.
You too.
Be safe, Big Sexy.
Take care of the screeching apes or... I mean, man, it sounds like a damn zoo. I mean, literal zoo.
Yeah, it's kind of like the sort of like the I don't know. It's like it, like well, the noise gate in the 5G phone scenario. Just sort of, it just makes weird sounds. So anyway, like Chaka, it's always good to hear from Big Sexy.
Always
Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Did we talk about the Black is Beautiful?
No, right? We did not. Nope. That's what we were going to do, and then we had the call.
And I thought we had nothing to talk about today.
Yeah. We always have something, you
Black is Beautiful, this time was bigger than last time.
And what was amazing is it didn't seem like it when it started, but it just grew.
It did not.
And grew.
I think people were late to get out of bed.
And there were some angry white people out there that really, you know, that was really sad. But the rest of the event was absolutely beautiful.
Maybe you were in a different spot than I was, because I was kind of I was helping block traffic and trying to be more of the herder of 3,000 people.
It should come as no surprise that there was a white man in a pickup truck who kept yelling, "Burn, loot, and murder." And then there,
what is that? What is that? Oh, that's BLM.
Yes,
and I always, you know, when it first started, To be fair, I always thought of Bureau of Land Management, because that's all BLM ever meant to me.
Having
been a Montana guy and a Wyoming guy for years, that's pretty much all you find out there.
There was a pretty seriously aggro woman on Water Street next to Milwaukee Brewing Company who was just shouting at the top of her lungs at everyone that rode by. It was... it was sad, but you know what? The rest of the event and everyone just ignored both, more or less ignored both of those people. And there was a guy in a Mercedes who was pissed off and went around the crowd. But other than that, the rest of the ride.
That's a German Chevrolet.
German Buick or Chevrolet.
Oh.
There was a minimum of 3,000 people on this ride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was incredible.
You know what? If you see a 3,000 person bike ride,
sit back and enjoy.
Turn the fuck around and go the other way. Right. I mean, the city is big. You can go wherever you want.
If you find yourself in it and you're trying to go out of it, you know, they'll let you take a right to get out of there.
I mean, you know, we went through some of the main streets of the city, and I for the most part, I think it went really well. For the most part, almost every photo I took, people were wearing masks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
People in this thing are respecting the fact that we're in a shit show of a virus. And there were skateboarders, there were rollerbladers, there were walkers. There was one guy that walked the whole freaking route.
The young woman who was on regular old roller skates bopping through the whole show. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And about 97% bikes.
And
a good contingent of bubbler bikes, I noticed.
Yes.
Our bike rental thing
The dance was they did the foregoing of any fees.
Here's an idea for Milwaukee by Bike and Mr. Chris Zito. Get some freaking bikes in the Black is Beautiful ride.
Yeah. And anyone else that's listening to this podcast, you should keep an eye on Black is Beautiful Facebook page, because the next ride, got to do it.
Hey, speaking of that, what about the, they do a raffle for a bike and a skateboard.
I didn't check.
I put my money in for the skateboard, I don't know where to find out if I have a new skateboard, because was in the garage, and it had an 80-pound bag of concrete on it, which was moved by the skateboard. So I put it on there to move it, and then I forgot about it and left it on there, and then it became an 80-pound anchor. Which we probably talked about before, but the skateboard started to delaminate a little bit. So probably shouldn't ride that board anymore, and I could really use a new board. Speaking of boards, and also All Hail the Black Market, I guess he's got a new board. Check it out. Probably everybody already knows about Steelo Knievel, but Why don't we just tell people if they
just
don't?
I want my Christian Hosoi back.
Oh, man. I was a Ray Rodriguez guy, man. Bones, my main.
Bones, man.
I had, totally. And a Brand X.
What am I pushing again to the next week? I got some Swiftwick socks to check out, Pursuit Ultralights. Yeah, they're pretty cool. I've worn them a couple times. I'm actually going to write a story about that on fatbike.com. Blah, blah, blah. I'm looking at our show notes. We drank some beer. Oh, here's shit worth doing. I like this part. The Great Autumn Equinox Campout. That's a Swift thing, which would normally be, normally it would be a big deal with routes and all this and that. And I think with social distancing, people can still do this. But if things are really bad, camp in your backyard, for fuck's sake.
Why not?
And this is, I think, September 26th and 27th, 6 year in a row, thousands of adventurous spirits will load camping gear on their bikes for a weekend adventure. Check it out. It's at swiftcampout.com. We still have some bikes to sell, although JK's buying that low side. So that's not, you can't have that. I'm going to take that.
Take it off.
Matter of fact, I'm going to take that out of the freaking list right now.
Don't even talk about it. Nah.
Mine. Oh, I got a couple of Wyatts if anybody's looking for Wyatt. Oh, okay. Tony, throw a shirt.
Yeah. Come on, put a big old.
Don't touch that bike.
Don't even look at it.
Don't even look at it. We got a bunch of.
Put a big old circus style. Sold thing on it.
Right. You know what? Hey, that's all we got time for this week, I guess.
Indeedy.